Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Yes, you're now once again tuned into Are You is Personal. Are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock p.m. until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, on tonight, I'm excited to announce that we have none other than Pastor L. Dion Williams Sr., the pastor of the New Macedonia Baptist Church, which is located in Ypsilanti, Michigan, will be bringing forth God's word very shortly on this broadcast on tonight. So as we always do, I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles, get your pens and your paper ready to follow along with the man of God as he gets ready to deliver God's word. God's word lets us know that my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So we want to continue to be doers of God's word and not just hearers only. So get your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready so that you can follow along on tonight. We always open up with prayer, so we're going to do the same thing on tonight. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please pray with me, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty awesome God we serve. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we, your children, we are coming together once again, realizing and knowing without a doubt that you are God all by yourself. You have and hold all power in heaven and in earth that's in your hands. For this, we're grateful. We thank you for this another day that you have made and allowed us to wake up and see it without hurt, harm, or danger. We don't take it lightly or for granted. We give you the glory, honor, and praise for it in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, so that our work for you on earth would not be in vain, that you would get the glory through each one of our lives. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. We come lifting up all those that are bereaved on tonight, Heavenly Father. I lift up my older sister, Janice Nilsson, and my oldest niece, Crystal, her daughter. in the loss of my brother-in-law who made his heavenly transition on this past Tuesday night. So we ask that you would grant us the family members that are going to be traveling by cars on this coming Saturday morning as we get ready to drive up to Massachusetts for his homegoing service. We lift up our family to you. We also lift up the family of Mother Louise Patterson, the wife of the late Bishop Gilbert Earl Patterson. We lift her family up and church family up to you in the name of Jesus, that you will continue to comfort and strengthen them as well. And I just received a notice as we were going live on air tonight. One of my faithful listeners, Gwen Walker, just sent me a message that her brother-in-law just made his transition on tonight. So we're praying for Gwen Walker and her family and all those that have lost loved ones all over the land. Comfort and strengthen each one as only you can in the name of Jesus. We know that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, even as they go through their bereavement hour and grieving period, that you will still be glorified. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. We lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We don't have to send you anywhere because we know that you're already there. So touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will move by your Spirit through your man of God, Pastor Deion Williams, on tonight as he shared your word and through his testimony, that those that are listening and hearing this word on tonight, especially those that may not be saved in Jesus' name on tonight, that they will hear your word and receive this word on tonight and even this testimony, that they will be able to open their own mouth, confess their sins and transgressions, and ask in the name of Jesus, what must they do to be saved in Jesus' name? And they will receive him in their hearts and their lives, that you will be able to show them what their God purpose is, even on tonight, that they will be saved and they will come to know what their God purpose is and be able to fulfill it. For your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray that you will move by your Spirit on tonight. Have your way. We continue to lift up everyone that faithfully dials into this worldwide ministry and those that are listening in through worldwide platforms around the world. Continue to bless them all and grant them all the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual proof of thought, as we always do. And tonight, the spiritual proof of thought comes to us saying, they hate you for being you, but love you for being who they want you to be. Now, that's powerful. That's deep. So I'm going to repeat it again. Someone needs to realize this. Again, tonight's spiritual proof of thought. They hate you for being you, but love you for being who they want you to be. I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Please take note that I do not own the copyright to any songs or music played on this worldwide ministry platform. So as we get ready to move forward, I am getting ready to have my special guest on tonight for the first time, none other than, again, Pastor L. Deion Williams, Sr. He is the pastor of the New Macedonia Baptist Church, which is located in Ypsilanti, Michigan. Again, he will be bringing forth God's word very shortly, so make sure you have your Bibles, pens, and paper ready to follow along. But before he do that and before we go to our music break, Pastor Williams, I want to say thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be my guest on tonight. And I'm going to ask you right now, if you don't mind, if you would share with me and the listeners our testimony, please.
Absolutely. And thank you again. This is definitely an honor and a privilege to be able to be on such platform as yours and to share the word and you know, and to share the light, because we're in a desperate time and a dark time, and I believe that the light of the word is. But as far as the testimony, that is, you know, I founded our ministry a couple of years ago. We actually went in, you know, into action, but the Lord gave me the vision some time ago, and I did not want to do it. I tell everybody all the time that I was a choir kid growing up, and I directed and sang all of that. That was my niche. But the Lord is, he demonstrates his knowledge and his power in all things. And so even with that, he taught me some things on how to deal with people and personality and all of that, and didn't even know all of that was grooming for ministry. You know, as kids, we played church all the time. You know, church kids, we played church at home. And so, and I was a pastor at home, with the bench and all of that sort of stuff. But that was something I never saw me doing in public because I was so shy growing up. But God, he works, and he manicures your life a certain type of way, sends the right people in your life to teach you certain things and people to stay along with the journey. And I'm thankful. And even with relationships and marriage and in a child, because I this is my second marriage, but my first wife, she passed after 3 months of marriage. And so at that time, and I'm speaking to the people who are still seeking, at that time, I thought that was it. You know, I just didn't think, you know, I will forever be everybody's uncle and goddaddy and, you know, mentor and that sort of thing. But when you really settle down and seek God, and when you have a purpose in life, he'll align that helped me with you. And now I have a son and, you know, dog and all that good stuff. So for those who are still seeking, do not give up. Do not give up, but don't go to the wrong places looking. I'll say that.
I know that's right.
Let him ordain it, because do not go to the wrong places looking, because he'll ordain that thing for you. He really will. And I'm just thankful. I'm thankful for, you know, where I am in life, and I would not trade anything, you know, now where I am, just the ministry. And God is still teaching on a regular basis, and it takes a lot of patience. And I think that's just with life, period. It takes a lot of patience to endure, you know, the daily walk, you know. You have peace,
yes,
but it still takes a lot of patience and endurance. So, and with it in a climate where churches is changing, it's not like it was pre-pandemic, and it's definitely not like it was when we were coming along. And I know for a fact it's not like how it was when you all were coming along, you know, where it was a priority and everybody went, you know. So now it's like, maybe I'll go, maybe I won't. And so I believe that God has called me to reach those people who have fallen away or who never even went because of what they may have heard and that sort of thing. So, and that's why I want to talk about, you know, getting our power back tonight. So I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, absolutely.
Amen.
Oh, also, I want to give a shout out to the New Macedonia family, KDFI, and friends and family all over the place, from here to Flint to California.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm looking at my screen right now. I see a lot of people are dialing in from different states right now. I'm looking at the screen, you know, my computer. So, yeah, a lot of people are dialing in from different states. So we know God is going to be glorified. So we just ask the Lord to just have his way through you as you deliver this word through the Holy Spirit on tonight. So once again, I want to thank you for sharing that powerful testimony. And the reason I always ask my first-time guests to share a testimony is because God said he will share his glory with no one. And just like you said, I just foresaid it in my prayer regarding my older sister just lost her husband. He ain't lost me. He made his transition, I put it that way, unexpectedly on this past Tuesday night. So we leaving in Saturday morning, going to Massachusetts for his homegoing service. But they was married for 45 years. And so that was very unexpected for the family. We was not expecting that. But God has a time set for each one of us. So only God knows when he's going to call us home. So it behooves all of us to be, what he said, be ye also ready, because we don't know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall appear or when God is going to call us home.
That's right.
And just like I said, also, one of our faithful listeners from Historical St. James, she just texted me tonight. She normally dials in, but I just received a message on my phone from her that her brother-in-law just passed away tonight. So she's not on the line tonight. So we're going to continue to lift up my sister, Janice Nielsen, Gwen Walker, and also the family of the sister Louise Patterson, the wife of the late Bishop Gilbert Earl Patterson down in Tennessee. We're going to continue to lift that family up in the name of Jesus, because we know they're going through. So right now, you know what? I'm not even going to do a music break. I normally do a music break. So I want you, Pastor Williams, to have enough time to deliver God's word. So I'm going to get ready to go ahead and yield the mic to you right now. So I pray that all the listeners that have dialed in and those that are listening around the world through social media platforms, even those that are behind prison bars, because God has opened this door for this platform to be heard through prisons throughout the United States. And I don't take that lightly, that prisoners can hear God's word. So we ask that you would Get your Bibles and pens and paper ready. Right now, I'm just going to go ahead and yield the mic to you, Pastor Williams. And so after you conclude with the message, I'm going to open up the phone lines for the listeners that have dialed in. So at this time, I'm going to go ahead and yield the mic to you.
Okay. God bless you. Thank you so much. So tonight, we're going to look at Mark chapter 4, verse 37 through 40. And it's a familiar text. If you've been in the Word long enough, it's familiar. But we're going to look at that tonight. And I'm going to read starting now. So it says, a furious squall came up, and the wave broke over the boat so that it was nearly, they were under the water, just about. And Jesus, in the stern sleeping, the disciples took him and said to him, Teacher, don't you care if we drown? And he got up, rebuked the winds, and said to the waves, Quiet, be still, or as we all know, peace, be still. And then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, Why are you so afraid? Then he asked them again, Do you still have no faith? Do you still have no faith? I don't know if you're by yourself or if you're in company, but if you're sitting there with someone, to yell across the room, Lord, we need our power back. So tell them we need our power back.
Yes. Yes, we do. Yes, Lord.
Though the storm will pass after a while, though the storm winds may blow and the billows, they may roll, though the storm, it will pass after a while. In our life, it's sunny one minute, and then the next minute it's windy, it's rainy, and it's dangerous the next. Even this week, we went from sunny weather to rainy weather. A couple of weeks ago, it was 70-something degrees outside. The next day, it was about 28. Seasons change. And that's the same thing with life. You're feeling good one day, and then the next day, it seems like your whole entire nervous system is on edge. But I charge us this evening to still wait on the Lord. And the scripture says to wait on the Lord and be of good courage, but what does it mean to actually wait on the Lord? And I found out that it means to stay with God and be happy. and be happy in the fact that he's coming to see about you. But someone would ask me, what do you mean to be happy? I'm not happy being in this turmoil. I'm not happy being in the dark. And a few months ago, back in the summertime, I believe it was Metro Detroit, we were out of power for 2-3 days. And some of us lost our groceries, and that was not a happy situation. You know, I'm not happy being lost. How can I stay with God and be happy in these dismal situations? But here's the thing, and here's my rebuttal. We can't be so quick to turn off from God when we don't have any problem. Watch this. Same with no good folks on this earth to coax us and satisfy us and make us happy. But Lord, we in turn give up on God so easily. Lord, help us, Jesus. We don't have a problem staying with jobs that the Lord told us to leave long ago. and we don't have a problem, Lord have mercy, staying with the things that he told us to let go eons ago. Oh, Lord, help us tonight. We need our power back. We need our power back because sometimes life has a way of stripping the power out of us, and we're left sitting in the dark trying to figure it out. And the seasons of life, we know that they are to build us, but if we be honest, sometimes they strip us of what little bit we have left. If we be honest, we ask for overflow and we miss it because we get in the way. Lord, help us. The vicissitudes of life, health, and relationship. And I want to live in the overflow. The psalmist said that my cup runneth over. But we as the people of God, sometimes we're used up so much that we're tough remnants. Help us, God. And this is why we are tired. This is why we are pressed. This is why we are struggling. We are not in the overflow. But I charge you today to go to God for power that gives the overflow and stay out of the way of the handiwork of God. We need the overflow. Point to yourself where you are and say, God, grant me the overflow. Grant me the overflow and help me to stay out of the way. Lord, have mercy.
Yes, Lord.
Not only does life strip it out of us, but the flesh, Lord, have mercy. The flesh has a way of stripping the power out of us. And here's the thing. The problem is that we want to satisfy our flesh, and we don't want to be sanctified from it. The Bible says the flesh is weak, and baby, the flesh is willing, and it is always ready. In Matthew and Mark's account, we're told that it's weak. We're tempted, and we're tried, and we're encouraged to do what our flesh wants and desires daily, what we watch, what we listen to. And we excuse this behavior that does not deem us as a set apart people. Help us, Holy Ghost. So you got to tell the flesh to settle thyself. You know, flesh, be settled. We can't be God's chosen people living like the world. No consciousness about the reparations of God. Your people down here, they're, we don't need to be cut off, but the flesh gets in the way that even in our churches, its services have become a mockery, it's become a showdown, it's become a highlight of what I got on. Help us, Lord. We have to sanctify that flesh. We satisfy our flesh so much that our Holy Ghost that we have in us have been severed in such a way that we can't tell the difference between manipulation and manifestation. I'll let that settle for a moment.
Lord Jesus.
We satisfy our flesh so much that our Holy Ghost that we have has been severed in such a way that we can't tell the difference between manipulation and manifestation. And you make no mistake, there are people that are coming down in the name of Jesus that are carrying a Jezebel spirit, manipulating the body of Christ into their own agendas and not producing any power to regurgitate into the life of others. We need power. God is calling us to manifest the gift and the promise of salvation in our lives, not to manipulate it. And with such comes the reward, because one thing we know about the Lord is the Lord will not tarry, for there is a gift of manifestation to carry us into the next level in our purpose. And we don't want to be manipulated by no good folks in our jobs. We don't want to be manipulated by no good folks in churches, because it happens, Lord help us, religious organizations, and these relationships that we take up with people that are all flesh-driven. We have to get our power back. So when we get our power back, we'll be able to feel and we'll be able to see. Oh, bless him. Be not deceived. You can't be deceived. Tell yourself, I won't be deceived. You have to sanctify yourself and cut off that flesh. Ask God to sanctify yourself. Lord have mercy. Walking in the dark is not fun, because you can't see your way. You can't find your way. If you're walking in the dark, you may run into something in your house. You may stub a toe. It's just all bad. Walking in the dark is not fun. And we're not just talking about church work here, saints. We're not talking about ministry. We're talking about life. And if we be honest, some of us, we need the power to sever bad relationships. We need the power to stand up on our own two feet. We need the power to regain the height of self-esteem that has of life that life has garnished away. We need the power to overcome family and friends that say we can't. We need our power back. And once we come out of darkness, we will come forth. We will come forth golden. And watch this. The hand of God is so powerful. It is so powerful that it will keep the enemy's mouth out of your ear.
Oh, Jesus.
The enemy comes in swiftly and subtly, but if you pray, Lord, protect me from my enemies, he does just that. Because the Lord knows our thoughts. He knows our words. He knows our deeds, and he indeed knows our sins. He does just that. Protect me from mine enemies that have caused me to slip. Protect me from my enemies that have caused me to slip by my mouth, what I say, and how I react. He does just that. And I'm reminded of the story of Job. You remember the story of Job? He lost everything almost immediately, and he was a wealthy man. He had cattle. He had land. He had children. He had a spouse. But the storm of life came, and everything that he lost was back to back to back. And it happened in such a way that even his own spouse, the one who bore the fruit of his loins, suggested that he, Job, curse God and die. And have you ever been in a situation that seemed to be so hard that you didn't know if you were going to stay with God or not? God tonight. And have you ever been in a situation where you thought God completely forgot about you? And here's another rebuttal. God doesn't create anything he can't maintain.
Ooh, that's good right there.
And we can't get in the way. And look at here, right after he lost everything, Job still had the mind to worship him.
Yes,
still.
That's it.
After he lost everything, he still had the mind to worship him in the first chapter of Job. And everything his name was attached to was lost. In the first chapter and the second chapter, Sister Job was so angry she wanted to curse God. But watch this. Satan was sent to give Job more, even in chapters following. And what does the book say? Has thou considered my servant Job? Even with this, he still had regulations. With the extra torture, with the extra affiliation, Job still stays with God. But it wasn't until chapter 42 when God released Job from captivity. Wasn't until chapter 42 when he was released. That's a lot of chapters.
Yeah, it is.
But watch this. When he restored him, he gave him double than what he had before. Now, don't you miss this. Job had prayed. He had worshiped. And listen, the storm does not wipe you out, but it gives you power to stand through everything that's going on in your life. And when you stand on the power that God has for you, and whatever area of your life, he will bless you in such a way that everyone around you can't even maintain it, they can't keep count, or they can't figure out how to keep up with. Lord have mercy. The Bible says that your latter was more than the former, and such is life. The latter will be greater than the former, and I myself am a witness to know that the latter will be greater than the former, and is even going higher than where you are right now.
Amen.
You better reach
That's the word.
For that power. You got to reach for that power. In the storm, you have to reach for the power. He asked them, do you still have faith? Do you still have faith enough to worship and to seek, to really seek God? I'm telling you, that's what the Spirit of God is saying tonight, to seek the Spirit, to seek me. And I decree and I declare this tonight over the airwaves, that you will have restoration in relationship with God's presence. I decree and declare tonight that you shall receive all that God has for you in this season. As you move through what seems like darkness, you better remember that it's all connected. It's all connected. What does Romans 8:28 say? Everything works for the good of him who loves the Lord and are called. And everybody has a calling in this life. And everybody's calling is not behind a lectern or a pulpit. The work of your hands, what you do with your hands, matters. You have a ministry in your hands. You have a ministry with your words, your life, the light that you have. And to be connected, and we're in the Christmas season, so we'll hear Jesus is the light of the world. And he's coming back for all the light that's connected to him. That power source is who we connect to shine a light in a dark world. In a dark world who's pushing the agenda of God further and further away from our view. It seems like it's getting pushed away further and further, and people are falling away. But I decree that we will have restoration in relationship with God's presence, and he is going to bring back the people to him. In the meantime, we worship him because we still love him.
That's right.
And be not deceived, because God is saying tonight that he is living and he is working in your life. And you may not like this season that you're in, but it's discipline time. And you can't keep living the way that you are living. You can't keep going where you are going and you want a spouse. You can't keep associating yourself with people who have no regard for a sanctified lifestyle. Thoughts and those ideas of wayward relationships and tangible things won't do you any good. When you leave here, it's going to still be here. And so God is saying that you must seek me. That way you will have the power that you need to live. Live to see it happen. Live to be fruitful. Live to be in the overflow. And the Lord is saying, I didn't call you to live on scraps. Hear the Lord tonight. Your finances are not to be scrapped. So what do you do? What do? You sow good seed into your ministry. You be faithful. You be commendable by God and not by man.
Amen. That's right.
Blessing. Yes, there is a blessing attached to you by the seed that you sow. And hear the Lord when he's speaking. And I stand here to tell the people of God that the past is the past. We don't live there anymore. So wherever your altar is, even in your household, you can go to God for that restoration, because you got to remember, the same God who will carry you through these storms, he still cares about you, and he's still calling peace over your life, because this is the same God who created the universe, the same God who created man, the same God who created that storm, and the same God who answers all your prayers and forgives any testimonies. So we have to remember that he is the all-knowing, faithful, and just to forgive us. Don't beat yourself up over your sin. Don't beat yourself up. We beat ourselves up so much longer than we need to. And that could be your storm, forgiveness and learning how to forgive and overcome the past. You can overcome those things. Just tap, and I guarantee you, he will do it for you. I guarantee you, he will do it just for you.
Yes,
and there's a special call. There's a special clarion call in this season that the body of Christ, I believe, that we have to listen to and stand up on, because we're almost coming on a new year already. It seems like 2022 just started. And the way things are going, the way where he's calling the body of Christ to stand up. Do we have to adjust? There'll be some adjustments. There'll be some changes, but we have to stand up. And there's a power source that we need to tap into. There's a different level that we need to tap into, because the old way is not going to work. Now, you stick to what the word of God says. You stick to that, because the Bible never changes. But there's a different source of power that we have to tap into. And I believe that he's calling us to do that. And I myself am a witness that that I'm ready for whatever God has for me to do in this season. Whatever you have for me to do in this season, I'm ready for it. And it's not going to be the traditional way or the non-conventional way. But the word and God is still going to be glorified by what we do.
Amen. That's right.
It's still going to be glorified by what we do. So even though we see the churches are not filling up like they were, some are not, and we get discouraged, even not as pastors, but as the family of Christ, we get discouraged, like, why is no one coming back? What's going on? And a lot of people are watching from home, and why do people feel like it's not a priority anymore? And that's where we tap into God, and we seek what it is that he would have for us to do in the season to reach those people. Like, the fellowship is yet needed. I'm telling you, the fellowship of the saints is yet needed.
Yes,
it is. It's nice to be at home, but we empower each other by coming together. And as long as we got the blood of Jesus on our side, then nothing can hurt, harm, or hinder us from empowering one another through the word, through the testimony of our life, and this is to testify besides what you say by your praise on your heart and your lips and your hands, how you move, how you sing. All of those things can be a testimony to somebody else. Now, if she can do that or if he can do that and they've lived this long and I don't even know what some of their story is, or you may know what some of that story is, and they still get through, get a praise out publicly, you know, that empowers the saints. That empowers one another. It's not manufactured, but it's manifestation. and that's what we are. So I am hoping and I'm praying tonight that word reaches someone and it causes someone to really pray, really see God in a new way, even tonight in your homes or in the job or wherever you may be, to really seek him to go into this next season of life, into this next phase of life, really tapping into what it is that he has for you to do. But in the meantime, yet, be patient and be faithful in the meantime, because he knows all. He knows all, and he did not count us out. And I'm so glad that God never counted us out. Because if he counted me out, I would not be here. I would have been out of here a long, long time ago. Amen. So he is not counting you out tonight. Believe me tonight. He's not counting you out. So I thank God. I thank God for this word. And let's pray. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word tonight. We pray that there will be no backlash, retaliation, to your messenger, to your people. And God, we pray right now that you would protect those who receive those words. Build a hedge of protection around them. Open their ear gates, open their eyes, that they may see, that they may hear, and touch their hands, that they may be able to feel your presence in the room. We worship you tonight. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. We thank you for this platform that we are able to penetrate the airwaves with your word. We pray that you would just continue to bless us, continue to keep us. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen, 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 amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I thank God. Well, bless the Lord. I thank God for this worldwide ministry platform. Thank you so much, Pastor Williams. I see my sister in Christ, Sister Gwen Walker, just dialed in. But one thing I love about this ministry platform, even if you've missed it, you can always go back to my website and pull up any shows that have been aired. This worldwide ministry platform has been going on for almost 10 years now. And I'm not bragging. I give God the glory because he is the one that opened the door for this to happen. And he is being truly glorified. Souls are being saved through this worldwide ministry platform. Backsliders are coming back to the fold, and the body of Christ is being built and strengthened and edified through this worldwide ministry platform. It's not my doing; it's the doing of the Lord, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So we're going to
praise God.
Like I said earlier, we're going to continue to lift up our sister in Christ, our sister Gwen Walker, who just dialed in, but she can always go back to the website and pull up what she missed on tonight. I think she said her brother or brother-in-law just passed away on tonight. That's why she had not dialed in earlier. But I'm thank God that she did dial in just now. But we're going to lift her up in prayer, and as well as my sister in Massachusetts, who my brother-in-law, they were married 45 years, and he made his transition on Tuesday night. So we're going to be driving up Saturday morning to Massachusetts. And also we want to continue to lift up the family of the late Bishop Earl Patterson down in Tennessee. His wife, Louise Patterson, made her heavenly transition. Her homegrown service will be aired live on stream and streaming on Facebook and YouTube on tomorrow morning. So we want to continue to lift up all those that have lost loved ones all over the land. Pastor Williams, I thank you for this word of tonight. Because it's a much-needed word for such a time as this that we're living in. And your message title is right on the time. Lord, we need our power back. And I can also piggyback off of that message title, Lord, we need our power back. We need to go back to our first love. How excited it was when we first got saved in Jesus' name. We went around telling everybody we got saved in Jesus' name and how excited we was and how faithful and committed and dedicated we were to doing the work of the Lord, the ministry inside the church and outside the four walls of the church. But look at us now. We have gone astray, like sheep gone astray, and the enemy is having a field day with the saints. So I just thank God for who he is. He is a promise keeper. He's still watching over his word. He knows who's faithful and who's not. He knows who's playing games, and he knows who's not playing games. So that's why we thank God for he searches our hearts. Right. He knows us better than we know ourselves. So I thank you for this powerful word, Pastor Williams, on tonight. We continue to lift you up in prayer, your family, and thank God for your newborn son. We thank God for what he's doing in your life and that powerful testimony that you shared with us on tonight. So right now, I'm getting ready to open up the phone lines for all the listeners that have dialed in. As I always say, and it's true that we do have a lot of listeners that do dial in, and they do not say anything, but we thank God for them for dialing in anyway, and we just want to encourage them to keep on dialing in. And as I always say in my closing, I'm going to say it now, and Pastor Williams kind of touched on it tonight. We want to always be able to encourage one another in God's word, not with your feelings, not with your opinions, but with God's word. And when you do it that way, then you know you can't go wrong, and you know that God is going to get the glory. We want to say to Sister Terry Boss, she's a member of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, where I am also a member of. And I want to give a shout-out real quick to my pastor and shepherd, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, and the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church in Hopper Woods, Michigan. We want to say hello to them. Sister Terry Boss is on the line. She just had throat surgery, so she cannot speak on the line tonight, but she is on the line. Right now, the phone lines are open for anyone that have dialed in. I see a lot of people dialed in from different states. If you have received this word on tonight, if you were blessed by this word, if you want to give Pastor Williams words of encouragement, you have an opportunity to do so now. The phone lines are open. Anyone? Praise the Lord. I know I was not the only one blessed by this word on tonight.
Blessings on tonight. I know the word really blessed me on tonight from the beginning to the end. Every word that was said was confirmation. I want to encourage you to keep on keeping on with the Lord. Whatever God has for you is greater. You encourage us, so now it's time for your cup to be filled back up. You keep doing what God has told you to do. You ain't seen nothing yet, because the blessing that God has for you with your name on it is bigger than the universe that you can see.
Amen. Thank you so much. Praise God. Amen.
Brother Brown, I want to encourage you. You keep on doing what you're doing. Keep on doing what you're doing. Keep on pushing. Keep on pressing. No matter how hard it gets, you keep on pressing towards that mark. Keep pressing towards that mark and watch what God is going to do. He's going to blow your mind, and Pastor Williams, he's going to blow your mind. So I just want to encourage my brothers in Christ for you all to keep on keeping on.
Likewise.
Amen.
We send that word right back to you. The same goes to you. Thank you for those words of encouragement. That's powerful. Anyone else, the phone lines are open. I see we have a lot of people that have dialed in. Anyone else have received this word? If you have, please let us know. The lines are open. Praise the Lord. Well, Sister Gwen Walker, I know that you are on the line. I did open up your phone. I know you did not get a chance to hear the whole message because you just dialed in. We know that you're going through a situation with the loss of a loved one in your family as well. So thank God for you for even taking the time out to dial in. And remember that you can always go back to my show website and pull up and be blessed by this awesome message that Pastor Dion Williams shared with us. He is the pastor of the New Macedonia Baptist Church, which is located in Ypsilanti, Michigan. He just shared with us a powerful testimony and a powerful, much-needed word for the listeners on tonight. I was truly blessed by it, and I know I was not the only one. So that's why I opened up the phone lines for anyone else that has been encouraged and blessed by this word. You're free to speak on it. Let our pastor know that his coming on tonight was not in vain, that you have received this word. The phone lines are still open.
Thank you, Brother James. This is Sister Gwen, and I'm sorry I missed the message tonight. You know, I always try to call in, but I had that shocking phone call, and it just threw me, and so I missed dialing in today. But thank you for praying for us, and I'm praying for you also, likewise. And I will definitely go back and listen to the message for tonight.
Amen. You're truly going to be blessed by his testimony and his word. So make sure you go back and listen to it and be blessed by it. Thank you so much, Sister Grant Walker. We're definitely praying for you and your family and your loss. But heaven's good.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Anyone else? You're quite welcome. Anyone else? Praise the Lord. Like I said earlier, we do have a lot of people that dials in, but a lot of them don't speak or say anything. But we thank God for each one of you anyway. But that was Sister Terry Paradox, who just had throat surgery a couple of weeks ago. I think it was last week when she had throat surgery, a member of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church that was speaking to. We thank God for her that her voice came back and she was able to be a blessing to myself and as well as Pastor Williams on tonight. We thank God for allowing her to be able to speak on the live on the air on tonight. Sister Tara Doss, thank you so much.
Amen.
Anyone else?
You can't even tell she just had surgery. Praise God.
Amen.
If I could, Brother Brown, really, really quickly, if I could, I do want to give a couple shout-outs. Of course, family is listening. So my little brother who's on the road, he's a truck driver, and he's on the road, and he just recently been licensed to preach as well. So definitely keep him in prayer as he starts off his journey in ministry, too, because you know, at first, it ain't easy when it's in the beginning. So definitely, encourage, absolutely. And then, and First Lady as well. So those are two preachers of the house besides myself. So definitely keep them in prayer.
Amen. Will do. But listen, I want to share with the listeners, too, while you're still on the line. I love how God connects his people together. Pastor Dion Williams and I, we are in this, the same upcoming movie, The Split, that Brother Rob Mitchell has produced. And I thank God for how the Lord has connected us. And we are both now a part of the choir where we are singing what is going to be recorded live at Greater Grace Temple in June of next year. I think it's June or July of next year. We already been
practicing.
It's going to be in June of next year at Greater Grace, a live recording with so many powerful artists that has written songs and choir directors, Ricky Dillard and Bobby Jones from BET. He's going to be one of the guest hosts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just so many people that God has opened this door through Brother Rob Mitchell for us to be able to connect. And I don't take it lightly. I just love what God's doing in my life, how he's using me. And I just, my prayer always has been and still is to this day, use me, Lord, until you use me up, until you call me home, that I can hear you say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. That's what I'm working for. I don't know about anybody else. That's what I'm working for. I'm not working to please men. I'm working to please God, that he would get the glory out of my life, that my living won't be in vain. That's what it's all about. So once again, Pastor Williams, we're going to close out a little bit early on tonight, but once again, I want to thank you, and we are so happy God has blessed you with your wife. and your baby, your new baby, and he is truly growing. So we thank God for what he's doing in your life. And we thank God for the ministry that
thank
he has planted you in to be the man of God, the overseer, the head sheep leader of New Macedonia Baptist Church, which is located in Ypsilanti, Michigan. We are praying for you that your ministry will grow and flourish like you have never thought it would, that God is going to continue to be glorified through the works of your hands. Your labor is not in vain. So keep the faith, continue to trust God, and then watch God. As Sister Tara Dahl said, we haven't seen nothing yet. I'm claiming that for myself as well and all the faithful doers of God's word, because we have a lot of people that are listeners, the hearers of God's word, but they're not doing anything. So
mm-hmm.
to remember that, that when we stand before God, we're all going to give an account to God for what we have done in our bodies in the earth. He said the good and the bad, we're going to give an account in the day of judgment. We're all going to stand before God. He's not going to ask you what your pastor did. He's not going to ask you what your mother or your
That's
father
right.
or your sister or brother did. What did you do? It's personal, one-on-one.
What did you do? Mm-hmm.
So he already knows. So we just thank God for that right now. Again, thank you so much, Pastor Williams. Keep the faith.
Thank you so much. A closing song.
I pray that you all be blessed by the closing song on tonight. I give you praise. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we, your children, have come together once again, giving you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for your man of God on tonight that you have used through your Holy Spirit to deliver your word. We thank you for that powerful testimony that he shared with us, your people. And we know that your word, you let us know that you will share your glory with no one. And this testimony was so powerful, we know that it's going to be a blessing to someone else that are going through the same situation that he has been through. And you are the same God, and we know that you have no respect of persons. What you have done for one, you will do for others. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for Pastor Williams on tonight. Continue to bless the works of his hands, the ministry, even on his job, every day, everywhere he goes. Continue to bless him, lead and guide him in the way that you would have him to go. And that's also all the faithful listeners that have faithfully dialed in on tonight, whether they said anything or tonight or not on the line. Continue to bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts, even those that are listening in through worldwide platforms around the world, even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars that are hearing this message on tonight. Continue to bless them. Continue to move by your spirit in each life that you get the glory. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy that we don't deserve, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you that the blood of Jesus still works, and it will never lose its power. We thank you that you are a promise keeper. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people, that we give you glory, honor, and praise as our prayer in Jesus' name. And, oh God, I want to lift up a special prayer on my family as we get ready to travel on the highway heading to Massachusetts to be with our oldest sister and our niece. As her husband has made his heavenly transition, we want to ask that you would grant us traveling grace. And not only us, but our sister in Christ, Gwen Walker, if they have to go out of town or whatever they have to do regarding the loss in her family of a loved one on tonight, grant them traveling grace as well. And all those that have lost loved ones that are traveling, grant us all traveling grace to make it to our destinations, and that we would be on one accord, and that we would be given traveling grace to make it back home safely, that you would get the glory. So now, Lord, we pray and thank you for this worldwide ministry platform. We don't take it lightly or for granted. We know that it's marvelous in our eyes. We give you the glory for what everything that you're doing through this ministry, through every guest that comes forth sharing testimonies, every guest that comes forth delivering your word, every guest you have blessed to write books, that are sharing their inspirational stories through their books that you bless them to write, that come forth over this platform. We thank you for every one of them, and we just give you the glory, honor, and praise that you are going to do even greater works down through the years through this worldwide platform, that you will continue to be glorified is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, once again, tonight's scripture for those that did not hear the scripture food for thought on tonight, I'm going to repeat it. And it comes to us saying, once again, they hate you for being you, but love you for being who they want you to be. Again, remember, all of these shows are kept in archives. You can always go back to my show website and pull up any show and listen to them and be blessed all over again. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. I will not be on the air this coming Saturday night because we will be traveling to Massachusetts, but we will be back next Thursday night. Pastor Frederick Chapman will be bringing forth God's word. Another awesome, powerful man of God will be delivering God's word on next Thursday night. Pastor Frederick Chapman will be delivering God's word on next Thursday night. And next Saturday night, Pastor Norman King from the Greensboro, North Carolina. He is the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries in Greensboro, North Carolina. My first cousin will be sharing, Pastor Norman King will be sharing God's word on next Saturday night. Until then, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Remember, I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. And remember, enjoy this song, I Give You Praise. Good night.
So much I owe.